JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Grade 6 Achievement Test to undergo changes next year. And stick around for a trip down memory lane in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. All this and more in today's Journey Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Structural changes will be made to the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT starting next year. The changes are expected to boost the reasoning abilities of students.
I want to tell you that this is the last year GSAT is going to be like it is now. The change is not going to be dramatic, but next year the science paper and the social studies paper are going to have less questions, most likely, and the body of information that your children will have to cover is going to be lesser.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the changes will also prepare children to think more critically rather than just memorizing texts.
Memory is the lowest form of intelligence. Judgment and critical choice are higher order skills. And therefore, we're not dumbing down your children by changing GSAT. What we're doing is trying to build up their competencies and play upon the skills of natural intelligence that you, the teachers, are so able to deal with. And the exam is going to change bit by bit until about 2017 when it has a different format, a different function.
Minister Thwaites was addressing a recent meeting of the Mona Heights Primary Parent Teacher Association. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go to the...
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do by April 1.
By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Yes, when I'm little and then tell you about knife stand up on the back, I always say I have a trouble. So one day, while I was at home, Ted put down the knife. And when he put down the knife, he called me and said, Mommy, the knife stand up on the back. And I said, oh God, boy, you have a trouble, you know. You have a trouble. And he did work out. Damn. I'm Joycelyn Ellison.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, my engineer. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.